Hi, this is Kevin, your co-host on Beale Street Caravan. Next time on the program, we'll have Tank and the Bangas bringing their unique jazz and soul sound to the historic Claiborne Temple in downtown Memphis. Robert Gord will also join us to continue his series on the history of high records. That's all coming up next time on Beale Street Caravan.
Coming up tonight at 11 on KRVS.
KRVS listeners are proud of their communities, schools, businesses, and homes. They care about where they live and improving their lives. Are these listeners your customers? They should be. Sponsor programming on KRVS. Call 337-482-1437.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS. 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Streaming online at krvs.org.
Good morning again to Raymond Vavasor. And I enjoyed the conversation and the laugh just a few minutes ago when you called in. And you're right about that. I got to go get me a haircut. And I tell you what, 2 minutes in the chair and I'm out. Because there's no more hair. You don't have any hair on your head, hardly. So you really, I don't know why you go to the barbershop, Raymond. It's just a matter of going there. That's all you do. Anyway, looking forward to seeing you this coming Wednesday over at El Cito's. They're having their annual food drive fundraiser sponsored by the Pillar of Hope. And doors open at 6 o'clock. The music gets started at 6:30 on the spot. And I'll be there along with MC and I. We'll then be doing some of the announcing and introducing the band and the purpose. Again, it is a donation of $12 at the door with or without canned goods or whatever you want to bring, bring it to help support the needy people in the community. And not only here in Lafayette, but throughout the surrounding areas, their families are still in need of some help. And Thanksgiving is a good season, a good time for us to be able to reflect on the ability and our blessings in which we have experienced throughout our lifetime, so we can always give back to the needy and the less fortunate. This is the time to do so. I understand there was a very well-attended food drive that was sponsored by Apollo here in town Lafayette here. And they had the second line on Wednesday, and then they had Thursday a follow-up, and that it was very successful. We thank you, the listening audience, and the supporters of doing so. So we're going to continue with this on this coming Wednesday night over at El Cito's on San Antoine and Martin Luther King. That's where it's located. 3 minutes past. Here we go with Gino Delafosse. Good morning to all of you again, and welcome to the final segment of Zydeco Sampa Sale. It goes on until 12 noon.
Everybody's dancing.
One of the old selection by Keith Frank. Good morning to you, Keith Frank, and the entire band. And the boss, Zydeco boss, Keith Frank, is Pata Deuce. Also a reminder, let me just remind you of some activity that's taken place in and around this area. The 32nd annual Port Barry Cracklin' Festival is taking place as we speak. It started off on the 9th and the 10th, 11th, and is going on, and the 12th, which is going on today. Featuring, of course, it got music that was provided for your entertainment. Wayne Singleton, Junior LaCrosse, Lil' Kenny, and the Heartbreakers, the Jackson Mesh Band, Clay Cormier, Kevin Nakane, Richard LaBeouf, Wallace Trahan, the Rice and Gravy, Kyle Fry, Glenn Templeton. He will be closing out the festival today, which is the 12th. Today is the 12th, I believe, yeah. Let me see. Let me take a look at... Today is the 11th. The 9th and the 10th. We're looking at November. All right, today is the 11th, and tomorrow is the 12th. So it's going to close out tomorrow as the Cracklin' Festival. And they have all kinds of things that's going to be taking place. Cooking, Cracklin' Cooking Contest, Crowning of Miss Cracklin' Queen, Music, Food, Carnival Ride, and much more. And Family Night, this past Thursday. And, of course, you got all kind of good stuff that's taking place. Now, that's all in the Port Barry Cracklin' Festival. Another thing, too, on November the 13th, which is Monday, we will have what is called the Original Blue Monday Party, hosted by Mary Cervalier, and that's going to be taking place at the Brass Room. And on the 13th would be the Vibe Rhythm and Blues Band. That's going to take place. Now, tomorrow at Vermilionville, tomorrow, which is the day, which is Native American Culture Day. Well, actually, it's not. It's tomorrow, starting off at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Native American Culture Day at Vermilionville. There won't be any Balder Dance, the dance, tomorrow, because this is a celebration of Native American Culture Day. So if you're interested in finding out of the original people who were here in these United States, this is your opportunity there to go in and conversate with some of the Native Americans who will be there and the various tribes throughout Southwest Louisiana and not only, well, Louisiana, Arkansas and the surrounding Mississippi, Texas. Those would be some tribes that will be representing, or a representative from those tribes would be able to engage in a conversation with you. So that's all going to be taking place this weekend. And the Balder Dance for next Sunday, will be Wayne and the same old two-step. But no Balder Dance at Vermilionville this weekend, because that's Native American Culture Day. All right. Let's continue. We got all this information to you. Something going out, especially from my special person in my life. There's no question about it. Every Saturday, I have to play this for her. And all of those of you who have someone special in their life, you want to get up and dance with them. Of course, unfortunately, I can't be at home to dance with my wife. But nevertheless, when I get home, we'll play it all over again and we'll dance. Here we go. Something by Lil Nate and Zydeco Big Timers. Don't Hit Me, Kate.
It's one. All on Zydeco EC Shack.
Leroy Marceau, brother, and his wife, get up and dance. And Leroy and your wife, get up and dance.
Attention, chef. Oh, yeah, man. I'm going to take you with me. Can't forget the roots of Zydeco, no. Do it! I went out Friday night. I went to the Zydeco. You know I had a ball talk. I didn't want to come home. Now when I got back, Cartan was waiting in the kitchen. She tried to pass me some lickings. She tried to give me a whip. Said,
don't you hit me, goddamn. You know you're hurting me. Please don't hit me, goddamn. I can't take you no more. Don't hit me, goddamn. You know you make me feel bad. Please don't hit me, goddamn. You know you make me feel sad. That's what. Hey, Tora. Old time. Hip hop. It's Saturday night, and I'm back at it again. I'm on the run. Wanna have some fun. I met this girl. She was in the club. She looking so good. I think I fell in love. She put a piece in my chest. I thought she was feeling me too. She said I'm ducking my head, 'cause Katempe sent some licks at you. Say, don't you hit me, Katan. You know you're hurting me. Please don't hit me, Katan. I can't take it no more. Don't hit me, Katan. You know you make me feel bad. Please don't hit me, Katan. You know you make me feel sad. It's what. Hey, Katan. New job, old time. Take it way back. Do it. Attention, babe. Give me some. I'm gonna take it way back.
Doubt about it, she's a Katan in my life. There's no question about that for these many years. Please don't leave me. If you're gonna do, let me come with you. Late great Buckwheat Zydeco. Don't you dare leave me. 23 pass. Final segment of Zydeco Sampas LA. JB, your host, entertaining you with the best.
Happened, baby.
Right, great. Buckwheat Zydeco. Don't leave me. Please don't leave me. Chubby Carrier. Don't you leave me either. Here we go. With 27 past, ladies and gentlemen, in the final segment, it's time for you to get up and do what you do best, is dance. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS-FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Oh, you don't need a stamp on your passport to enter the world and culture of jazz. I'm DeJama Gagne, the producer of Passport to Modern Jazz, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. here at KRVS. I'm going to walk you through the gate into the sounds of concept New Orleans jazz, swing, bebop, hard bop, free funk fusions, and, of course, Hammond B3. Many of the best jazz musicians are from right here in South Louisiana.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. For a schedule of bands performing for these Cajun and Creole dances, and more information on special events and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Can't take it no more. Please don't leave me. Please don't leave me. I don't. I try so hard, baby. I try to make you smile. If you're gonna leave me, would you let me know? If you're gonna hurt me, would you tell me so? You see, I buy your clothes, I pay for your food, I'm the one that buys your shoes, anything.
Dwayne Dopsey, and as I mentioned to you earlier, he's going to be in his musical Jambalaya here in Lafayette Feet on November the 16th, starting off at 7:30 over at the Hyman Center. So in case you want to go there and hear some music and also and enjoy the presentation of the musical Jambalaya, come on and go out there. Go on out. You can get your ticket at Ticketmaster at any time. Just call 1-800-745-3000. 3-0-0-0 at any Ticketmaster outlet. So go on and support your local musician. Coming up is something by the late great King of Zydeco, Black Gal. All going right, out for all of you. Going out for my good friends as well. Thank you. Ragdale by none other than Clifton Chenier, the late, great Clifton Chenier. That was recorded back in 1975 in Switzerland at the Montreux Festival. That's when it was recorded. Going up again, coming up, something by Rusty Matoya, the Creole Gal. .41 Going out for you and you. Rusty Matoya, just continue doing what you're doing. Beautiful, beautiful selection, beautiful sound, and all of the things that's coming into place. Creole Gal by Rusty Matoya. In due time, the title of the CD. Coming up is something by Cora Ledee, and he's always doing right, the right thing. Don't hurt my toot toot. Go ahead, Corey. Good morning to you. My toot toots. Being that we're celebrating Veterans Day today, I just wanted to acknowledge the fact is that I'm a veteran as well, and I was served my time in the peacetime. However, there is the drive that has taken place as we speak right now, and a website that you can go to is the www.worldwar2salute.org and vote. And this is, the way I understand, it is to set aside a day to recognize World War II veterans. However, we should never forget that there were other veterans that participated in our protection and our make sure that we enjoy and celebrate the freedom in which we live here in the United States of America and around the world, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and Iraq, and the peacetime veterans as well. We need to recognize them and thank them for the service and dire contribution they've made to make sure that it was a secure effort to make sure that our country, the United States of America, is appreciated and enjoyed, and also the freedom is granted to all of us, all of the people and the people who live in this country. Wherever you came from originally, whatever country you came from, And, of course, you understand is that the United States is made up of immigrants, except the native, the true Native Americans right here, and which are the Indians that lived and were part of this world. Those were the true Americans right here, who this part of. We were all immigrants, except for slaves who came here unwillingly. Of course, now that we are citizens of the United States, and we serve unselfishly to go out and to fight and defend this country, this is the time that you need to acknowledge that you appreciate and you want to thank all of the servicemen who sacrificed their lives and, of course, families who are grieving today, who have lost a loved one in defense of this country. If you ever see or acknowledge and know of a veteran, whether it's World War II, or Korean, Vietnam, Iraq, or peacetime veteran, acknowledge and thank them for their contribution and their service in the defense of this country. Acknowledge that, ladies and gentlemen, from time to time. We're going to need this, perhaps, in the future. Hopefully we will not. But let's live in peace and acknowledge and grant them peace and recognize the contribution they've made. I just wanted to share this with you.
We're going to take it to the old school one time.
Chris Ardwan, Kuyong. This should be the last selection for Zydeco Sampasale program for today. Just stay tuned right here for Herman, who's coming up with Zydeco Stomp at 12 p.m. So stay right where you are. Good morning to Sid over at El Cido's and Sid One Stop. Good morning to you. Hope that you're doing well, sir. Have a good weekend, ladies and gentlemen. And look, it's getting a little chilly, but I understand we have a frigid front that's coming in for the week of Thanksgiving. So get your clothes and your coats and all those heavy stuff ready. I was reading the paper this morning, so get ready for the freezing temperature coming in. Have a good weekend, a safe one, and please don't text anymore. Go in and share a smile with someone, because you can always take that same smile you shared with me and you can share it with someone else. Have a good one.